עשיריות תורניות
Today's tens on duty are Petah Tikva 10 number 9, Tel Aviv, Bulgaria 10 number 2, Kiev 10 number 2, and Kazakhstan Almaty. Bulgaria, go ahead.
Здравейте, приятели.
Hello, friends. Hello, World Kli. Hello, Rav. We are really happy for being on duty.
Ние считаме това за отговорни, за това, че сме дежурни, за това, че днес...
We think that this is a great responsibility.
Целия свят...
Wanting to ignite the hearts of the friends all over the world, because being in the lesson means
една изключително важна част от нашето обучение. Да бъдеш на урока означава да преживееш.
This is a very important part of our study. That means to experience something extraordinary. We are very happy. That we were connected in the beginning of the lesson, and it was, and that responsibility was given to us. Thank you, everyone, Kiev, Petah Tikva. Thank you to the whole world, Kli.
Congress of Bulgaria.
We've been through a very serious congress in Bulgaria. It was a turning point. In a few days, we're going to have another congress, and we expect for it to happen so that we will be able to connect our hearts once again and to be as one man with one heart. Thank you so much, friends. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you, Rav. And now let's hear Kiev.
Доброе утро, товарищи. Да, сердце.
Good morning, friends. The heart is very excited. And it's a bit scary that you have such great friends next to you. And how do you relate to them? Next to you, you have the first nine, these nine great friends of yours that can change all of reality, the ten from which everything started and where everything will end. We're all one ten. Let us reveal it. Let us reveal that everything is one in the same center, the center of the ten, which is here around you, next to you, by your side, and that we are all in the same thought, and there's nothing closer than that center. Everything is in our hands, L'chaim friends. And now let's hear Petah Tikva.
Bezman she'adam...
When one gives all his energy and efforts for the sake of the Creator, this is his only purpose, and the world was created for this purpose. As our sages said, the whole world was created only for this, meaning for the fear of heaven. Hence, when he answers the wicked that he is going above reason, which is against the intellect can no longer ask any question, because all the questions are within reason, whereas above the intellect there is no place for questions. Hence, when the wicked one asks the questions, he is told, not now is the time when I can do my work in faith. In other words, by the very fact that you are asking a question and I reply to you that I am going with faith and I'm not giving you an intellectual answer, this is a sign for you to know that my work is with faith above reason. It follows that now you have caused me to make a mitzvah, in that only now does it become revealed to all that the path of the Creator is only faith. It's a Rabash article 572, Two Labors, again. When one gives all his energy and efforts for the sake of the Creator, this is his only purpose, and the world was created for this purpose. As our sages said, the whole world was created only for this. meaning for the fear of heaven. Hence, when he answers the wicked that he is going above reason, which is against the intellect can no longer ask any questions because all the questions are within reason, whereas above the intellect there is no place for questions. Hence, when the wicked one asks the questions, he is told that now is the time when I can do my work in faith. In other words, by the very fact that you're asking a question and I reply to you that I'm going with faith and I'm not giving you an intellectual answer, this is a sign for you to know that my work is with faith above reason. It follows that now you have caused me to make a mitzvah, in that only now does it become revealed to all that the path of the Creator is only faith. Rabash, two labors.
שאלה.
A question for an active workshop. What is the sign that my work is above reason? Again, what is the sign that my work is in above reason? An active workshop. The sign that everyone is that every one of us has thoughts of the ten, and that the Creator is in the ten, and that it is detached from my ego. Next speaker. The thoughts and desires are for the ten because we have decided so, because we're in Arvut, and if we have not decided so, if we have no such thoughts, then that is a sign. That's the sign. He said in the excerpt that it's a matter of intellectual questions or not going there at all. But we want, during the preparation for the lesson, to reveal mainly the connection between us. That we are all made of the same source, but actually we are all separated from one another, and we want to reveal the connection and the mutual intention. We want to have the correct, proper relationship between us where the Creator can be revealed. And that is why we're sitting here exerting, and if the Creator wants it to be in the intellect, it will be in the intellect, and if He will want it to be above reason, it will be above reason. Whatever He wants, we will do.
To come every day and discover this new connection, here the brain cannot help, I don't know, even above reason, I don't know what will be. You can't tell what is the new connection between us.
Yeah, this is exactly where your logic, where your reason and your whole body is against the connection in the ten. Really, it is all so repulsing. And then comes a force atop of it through your efforts to get into the ten. And perhaps that is a sign of above reason.
Yeah, when I'm going above all the states, whether I'm full or empty, I enter the lesson out of the connection, out of the desire to bestow the ten, and that all of my pleasures are from delighting Him.
Yeah. You're not asking for any reward, rather you're asking only for forces to keep on working, to bestow, to think of the benefit of the friends and not of your of my own reward.
Yeah, above reason is thoughts not about myself. But thoughts about the greatest of the Creator, the greatest of the friends, the life in the ten.
Yeah, and from such thoughts, if there's a place, a deficiency where a person does not want to fulfill but is asking the upper force to fulfill it, that deficiency, that empty hole, perhaps that is a sign.
And that empty hole he acquires from the society, from the friends.
We should always think where else we can add to the connection, where else, what more we can add to the society.
It says specifically when the ego grows and he occupies everything, the entire background, your body, specifically then you can ask for faith above reason.
When I go above my reason, when I want to bestow instead to receive, where all my desires and concerns are for the connection in the Ten in order to give him contentment and to delight him.
Yeah, when my intention is for the sake of the Creator, for the sake of realizing the purpose of creation. To think about how much you can advance, add people to that goal and connect all the people around that purpose of creation.
Itadelu b'shem kodesho, yismach le'mevach she'ashem.